Aimed at the federal government and law enforcement, the bombing in Oklahoma City was the horrific symbol of the wave of anti-government sentiment that swept across the country in the 1990s. I'm retired ATF Special Agent in Charge, James Cavanaugh. I spent more than 30 years with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and I was there at the beginning of the so-called Patriot Movement. I watched in 1992 as the standoff between law enforcement and a white separatist, Randy Weaver, in Ruby Ridge, Idaho, ended with the deaths of a federal marshal and Weaver's wife and son. I was there in the shootout the next year when David Koresh and more than 70 of his followers, along with four ATF agents, died in a fiery siege near Waco, Texas. What we didn't understand at first was that these events were a catalyst for the growth of a radical anti-government movement, a catalyst for the birth of armed militias. At its height, there were more than 800 of these anti-government groups throughout the country. Some were part of what is called the Sovereign Citizen Movement. They believe the government has no right to tax or impose laws on them. Following law enforcement crackdowns after Oklahoma City, many anti-government groups disappeared. But the threat from hardcore elements of the radical right continued to simmer. In fact, between the Oklahoma City bombing and the recent West Memphis shootings, approximately 30 law enforcement officers lost their lives to homegrown extremists.